Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. During the late 1960s and early 70s, there was a revolution in jazz music when it became electrified and jazz fusion evolved. So, you may wonder, how is jazz in the mainstream doing today? Well, it is alive and well around the world. Some acoustic jazz musicians cross over into electronic jazz on occasion, but most of them never do, playing straight-ahead jazz their whole careers. Many of them, of course, have their day jobs as teachers in high schools, colleges, and universities. Let's begin with vibraphonist Mike Minieri and guitarist Marnix Boustra in 2009 with Square Brown from the album 12 Pieces. In 1991, the Yellow Jackets consisted of Russell Ferranti on keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, William Kennedy on drums, and Bob Mincer on saxophones, clarinets, and the EWI, or electronic woodwind instrument. Claire's song features Bob Mincer on the EWI, as it is called. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are listening to electronic jazz hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. The Crusaders began playing mainstream jazz in the early 60s, but by 1972 were a popular jazz fusion group. Here they are doing Don't Let It Get You Down in 1973 from their second Crusade album. Grover Washington Jr. recorded Your Love with Nancy Wilson on the vocal from his 1992 Next Exit. Then bass man John Patitucci will do Crestline from his first album of 1988, piano solo by Chick Corea.
My love, you're so good to me. It's your love I need.
Electronic jazz is what we're doing on today's program. Rock guitarist Frank Zappa was influenced by jazz, so here's Zappa in 1969 on Peaches and Regalia. Guitarist Robin Ford has had one foot in the blues and one in jazz fusion his entire career. Here's Ford in 2002 doing Don't Deny Your Love from the bluesy album Blue Moon. Then Neji and his flute will do the title track from Morning Tenderness of 1988.
Thank you. after the sun went down. When come the morning light, everything would be alright. We made the world new with the love we found. Way, little by little and day by day. Tell me, what did I do, baby, to make you treat me this way?
We'll be right back.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with fusion guitarist Lee Ritenour, who occasionally records jazz leaning towards the mainstream. Here's Uptown from his Stolen Moments release of 1990. Keyboardist Bob James, born in 1939 in Marshall, Missouri, began his career playing straight-ahead jazz, but crossed over into fusion in 1974. He recorded Orpheus on his Ivory Coast album of 1988. It starts off kind of slow and quiet, but it'll pick up. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.